Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is Mark Miles there?
Not at the moment. Can I take a message?
Well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. The number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Well, you definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
60. Soon to be 64.
Thank you. Congratulations. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number
between
0. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Hello?
Yes?
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was afraid. I'm on my cell phone, so I was afraid of losing service.
Okay. Don't worry. What was your answer? I didn't hear it.
Independent.
Independent. Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Here we have a list, so let me go through it, and then we can match it later. Immigration and border security. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. Climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or inflation and the economy.
Few issues there that you mentioned that I am very concerned about. Immigration is one of them. Inflation is another one.
But what are your top two from the list?
It would be the immigration and the inflation.
Okay, so let me just match it over here. Just a moment, please.
You probably have a couple of things, other things.
Mm-hmm. But these are the right?
Illegal immigration.
So that would be immigration and border security and inflation.
Yes.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? I think you're cutting off again. Hello?
Yeah, I think I'm going to lose you here in a minute. Are you about done?
Just a few more questions. We have a few more questions to go.
Okay. You better hurry because I'm probably going to lose you.
Okay. If you want to, if I lose you, I can call you back. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Thank you. And so, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't feel not at all.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of iffy. You mean discrimination against me? Other...
No, in general, how often would you say you experience personally racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
No, not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or
not at all?
How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned?
Very concerned. Very, very, very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold or warm. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Taylor Swift.
So what was the scale? 1 is what?
0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
I would say 50.
Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
0.
Ron DeSantis.
50.
The Democratic Party.
0.
Donald Trump.
50.
The NAACP.
50.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. The Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
50.
Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a
0
lot.
Is cold. 0 is cold, right?
Yes.
Nothing to do with them. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Just double checking.
Okay, that's fine. We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Trump.
How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm not worried at all. I actually think that whites are discriminated against more, though.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, related to that, I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with the statement. The first one is, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Okay.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Um, What was the strongly, it's not, what was the choices again?
Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat or strongly? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. You cut off once again.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Yes.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. I'm sorry, you're cutting off.
Question.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. And would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I can't understand the question.
Oh, would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, I'm sorry, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that immigrants contribute more to America than they take?
Strongly disagree.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
What is?
The sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
I'll say somewhat disagree.
So would you say I'll somewhat oppose it? And I just want to take...
No, I don't oppose it. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I don't oppose it at all.
Do you need a question again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Just let me know if it cuts off, because I know that we're having trouble, so.
Yes.
I don't have a problem repeating, so. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat agree.
So that would be somewhat support.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That was statement A. Now, okay. Well, go ahead. Mm-hmm.